Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, investigations are continuing after a man died in a workplace accident on Mahery Pier in Dunloe. Indications show there has been a big turnout at the polling stations in Donegal. The government has issued its homelessness report for October with a slight rise in the local figures, and police in Derry have issued a specific appeal for witnesses as part of an investigation into a report of a sexual assault on a woman earlier this month. These stories in full plus more to follow. We will have the latest sport news with Mark Gallagher at around 15:15, and that will be followed by a note to the column Ferreter. But first, investigations are continuing after a man died in a workplace accident on Mahery Pier in Dunloe. Gardaí and the Health and Safety Authority say they are aware of an incident and have confirmed that investigations have been launched. No further details are available. Indications show there has been a big turnout at the polling stations in Donegal. It's reported that turnout is as high as 47% in some areas. It was a slow and steady start to the day, but a lunchtime surge saw a considerable increase in the figures. Over 131,000 people are eligible to vote in Donegal, and polls will remain open until 10 o'clock tonight. Meanwhile, almost 60,000 18-year-olds across Ireland will vote for the first time in an Irish general election, begging the question, what is important to them? A number of students at Loretto Community School in Milford attended an in-school pre-election debate with seven candidates. Dawn-Marie Doherty has more.
After the debate, I caught up with a few of the students to get a feel for how they found their first general election. Many said the defective concrete crisis and accommodation for college are issues they're going to consider when making their decision today. Here's how they did their research.
I've been looking up the party's manifestos, public press releases, watching debates, that sort of stuff.
I take politics class, so I find out a lot of information from that, but as well, things like X are really informative.
I would watch the news when I get home because it's just on and you can't help but pay attention to it. And I'm ashamed to say, some TikTok as well.
It's kind of hard to differentiate between what all the party's beliefs are, and I think that there's a lot of propaganda like on TikTok and all, and like social media kind of does try to sway towards one party compared to the other.
Many young voters will vote for who their parents vote for. However, this did not appear to be the case for these students.
Parents, they've kind of let me decide myself. We don't really talk about who we vote for in the house, but we kind of go through all the parties and go through what all of their beliefs are. And
I try to make my own opinion. I don't tend to take advice from my parents or people I know, and I don't tend to vote on that. I tend to vote based on my own values.
I am not voting exactly for like what my parents would vote for, but I do agree with who they vote for.
To me, with me and my parents, I would learn off them, but I am not afraid to argue with them if I don't agree with their beliefs. Currently, my parents don't want to vote because they don't see a point, but I wouldn't agree with that.
And you can listen to more on our website, highlandradio.com.
The government has issued its homelessness report for October with a slight rise in the local figures. Nationally, the figure marks another record high. Donal Kavanagh has this report.
In the Northwest, 139 adults accessed services, down 8 on the September figure. 56 did so in Donegal, up 5 on the previous month. There were 21 families registered as homeless in the region in October, up 3, with 53 dependent children, a rise of 5. Nationally, 14,966 people were registered as homeless in October, including 4,645 children. That's a 13.5% increase on the previous month. The figures once again represent the highest number on record. That's a fact that Simon Communities Director of Advocacy and Compliance, Pat Green, says is devastating.
These are upsetting and shocking numbers. I mean, effectively, we have 15,000 homeless men, women and children in Ireland.
Police in Derry have issued a specific appeal for witnesses as part of an investigation into a report of a sexual assault on a woman earlier this month. They say the attack has been really distressing for the victim. It's the latest in a number of attacks on women in the city in recent weeks. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Between 1 and 1:25am on Sunday, November the 10th, the woman was outside a licensed premises on Magazine Street when an unknown white man approached her from behind, grabbed her face and put his arms around her, kissed her on the cheek and touched her inappropriately. He's described as having brown hair, was of a slim build, approximately 5'8" in height with facial hair, and wore white t-shirt, dark trousers, possibly jeans, and white trainers. Police are appealing to anyone who witnessed the incident or who helped the victim to contact them. They're also keen to hear from motorists, including any taxi drivers, if they have dashcam footage from the area at the time, or anyone who thinks they may know the man.
People are being urged to avoid the area around the old Carrigrua Hotel in Dunfanaghy, which is in a serious state of disrepair. Local councillor Michael McClafferty says there's a large pane of glass which is loose and about to fall off the building, and he fears it may cause injury. Emergency services are assessing the situation. An extension of St Bernadette's Special School in Letterkenny has been approved. The extension will comprise of 4 new classrooms to provide special classes for children with special educational needs. The extension has been granted under the Modular Framework Programme. Gardaí are conducting checkpoints in Donegal today. Gardaí from Glenties and Killybegs Garda stations are out in force along with the Donegal Town Roads Policing Unit. Motorists are reminded to drive safely and always make wise decisions when it comes to road safety. Gardaí are warning that making a decision to drive while under the influence of alcohol or drugs can have devastating consequences. They're appealing to drivers to slow down, as they say excess speed can and does kill. Motorists are advised to also wear their seatbelt, ensure passengers are wearing theirs, never use or hold a mobile phone while driving, ensure your vehicle is in a roadworthy condition and that all documents are in order. Heavy traffic is causing delays in Letterkenny, and Garda Síochána have confirmed there have been no reports of any incidents. They say that one lane on the 4 lane is closed. Repairs to a burst water main may cause supply disruptions to Shra Avine, Stranorlar and surrounding areas. A traffic management plan will be in place for the duration of the works, which will take place until 6 o'clock this evening. It is recommended that those affected allow 3 to 4 hours after the estimated restoration time for supply to fully return. A survey published this week by Nursing Homes Ireland says the average 60-bed public nursing home receives €2 million more subvention per annum than an equivalent-sized private facility. The survey carried out by BDO also found disparity in private and voluntary fair deal rates across regions, with an average-sized nursing home in Donegal receiving almost €660,000 less than its Dublin equivalent. On today's 9 till noon show, Nursing Homes Ireland CEO Tig Daly said the past number of years have seen 30 nursing homes close, and more than half of the facilities surveyed made loss last year. He told Greg Hughes the incoming government must look urgently at increasing funding to the private nursing home sector.
For some of the homes, they have been under significant pressure. What they're looking at is decreasing profitability. You need the money to reinvest in the home. You need the money, obviously, to upgrade the facility, maybe add beds, etc. So for those who have lost beds, for example, that's a loss of income. And that has tipped people into closure. What we've seen is, I think, about an 11 or 12% increase in funding, whereas the actual costs have increased in excess of 30%. Staffing is a huge issue, obviously, and all positive in terms of increases in salaries and wages, auto-enrollment, a pension, etc. They're all positive, but they need to be funded. So the shortfall is significant in many parts. In the last 5 years, over 80 nursing homes have closed. And across the Western Seaboard in particular, from Kerry right up to Donegal, 15 homes have closed over the period of the last 2 years, and only 4 have opened. So there will be large parts of the country where services will become even more problematic and more challenging. The issue will have a huge impact on older people, as I've said, but it will have a huge impact on the acute hospital services, because you'll have people whose acute phase of care is over, who should be out in the community, whether it's in their own home or a nursing home, but cannot go because of a lack of community beds.
Researchers in Derry have developed a faster and more accurate method for diagnosing chronic kidney disease and predicting severe cases of COVID-19. The Personalised Medicine Centre at Ulster University says the pioneering research could also be key in preventing disease. Dr. Taranjeet Singh Rai is a senior lecturer at the University School of Medicine and says this new development means patients will be able to receive treatment sooner.
Basically, when a cell encounters any damage signal, it will stop dividing. Anything that can stop the cells from dividing, you can think it's anti-cancer. So cell senescence is a very, very potent anti-cancer mechanism. However, we age because of this process. You can think about it as some kind of zombie cells that refuse to die, and they keep secreting some of these proteins that we are chasing. And these proteins appear in the blood much earlier than, let's say, the full manifestation of the disease. So we are studying this process in COVID-19. We are studying this process in chronic kidney disease. And we recently had very good success in stratifying the patients based on the level of these proteins.
as this is such a major breakthrough in research, what impact will this have for people who are suffering from chronic kidney disease and severe COVID-19? And what impact will that have on the health services as well?
We will be able to now predict the trajectory of renal function. We are in a very strong position to, based upon the levels of these proteins, chart whether you will be on declining renal function. So those patients are actually the ones who really need dialysis versus those who actually don't need dialysis. So I think this will be a massive, not only in terms of the health, but also in terms of the economic benefit. And then ultimately, actually, I think things like these will improve the backlogs in NHS and also save some really important amount of capital, which can be then deployed into other areas.
There have been calls for the Land and Property Service to urgently reach out to landowners affected by the proposed A5 Western Transport Corridor. An acquisition of land was due to take place on the 25th of November, but there have been no further updates. The Ulster Farmers Union says the LPS has failed to conduct open and transparent communications with its members, and an overdue update on the vesting process is needed. UFU Deputy President John McClenahan says over 300 farms will be affected by the upgrade and they need answers immediately.
I mean, the vesting process, the letters arrived 25th of November, and they're not getting any clarity or any clear indication from LPS around how the process is going, the vesting process is going to be conducted.
As you said, the 25th of November was the date set for the acquisition of land. Was there any update as to why that didn't go ahead?
Nobody really seems to know. I mean, letters were issued, but there's been very little happened since, and that's what we're hearing from members, is this just frustration, lack of knowledge, lack of information. And these are genuine concerns that farmers who are going to be affected have. I mean, this is totally changing the way their farm operates in some cases, and they need to know what's happening. It's as simple as that, and they need to be given a little bit of respect in this process, and people need to sit down with them and explain to them how this is all going to pan out. Yeah, there's over 3,000 acres, 314 different farmers being affected. We're hearing back from members of this level of frustration that they're not being communicated with, and they're not getting any clear indication. You know, we made a call a number of weeks ago now that those farmers affected would need to be fairly compensated for the loss of the land in order to facilitate this infrastructure project, and that land which is taken from them without their consent in many ways. It is vesting process means that they do not have to give permission for it to be taken. It's a government process whereby they just take it. I mean, that process will deliver economic development to the whole of this island, given that connectivity, and we want to ensure that the landowners who are giving up their land and large chunks of their farms to facilitate this get fairly compensated for what they have to give up.
The time is 13 minutes past 5. We'll be back after this short break. The time is 16 minutes past 5. Mark is here with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Healy. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. The Republic of Ireland are looking to qualify for their first ever European Championships this week. The Cardiff City Stadium plays host to the first leg against Wales this evening, with the return match at the Aviva Stadium next Tuesday. With Aoife Mannion injured, manager Eileen Gleeson will choose between bringing Megan Connolly or Ruth Fahey into defence. Donegal's Tyler Toland is in the squad and says the team believe they can reach a first ever European Championship.
We do fully have the belief and the confidence within the dressing room that we can do it. But you can never take any team for granted, regardless who you're playing. It's an international game at the end of the day. If you look at players on paper, we are really matched up equally. We're all playing at similar standards, but without a shadow of a doubt, we have full confidence and belief.
The Irish squad also includes Donegal's Amber Barrett, as well as Anna Patton, whose grandfather is from Fulcara. Kick-off in Cardiff is at 7:15. After ruling out striker Evan Ferguson's possible departure on loan from Brighton, boss Fabian Hertzler is looking for his side to pick up a second consecutive 3 points tonight. Albion can move up to second with victory over in their South Coast rivals Southampton, who are bottom. Kickoff is at 8:00. Sheffield United and Sunderland can both end the night at the top of the Championship table. The Yorkshire side go into the game at Bramall Lane level on points with leaders Leeds. Sunderland, who are without a victory in 5 games, are 2 points adrift at the top. Closer to home, there are 2 games on in the Donegal Junior Leagues this evening. Glencairn Celtic host Strand Rovers at 7:30 in the Glencairn Saturday Division 1. And there's a top-of-the-table clash in the Brian McCormick Sports Premier Division as Kildrum Tigers take on Bonnygee United. Both sides are at the summit on 13 points, along with Letterkenny Rovers. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has refused to call this weekend's clash with Liverpool a Premier League title decider. His out-of-form side haven't won in 6 games across all competitions and would be 11 points behind the Merseysiders if they lose at Anfield. Guardiola believes his side could still catch them even if that were to happen.
Always I think about the target when I arrive in Mers April. Where we are right now, okay, we are 1 or 2 months ago. Now is the moment to try to do it. By November, December, it doesn't matter what happened on Sunday. It will be more difficult if we don't take results, that's for sure. But still, there are many, many games to play.
Leicester first-team coach Ben Dawson says the media probably know more than he does about the club's ongoing negotiations with Ruud van Nistelrooy. The Dutchman is expected to accept an offer to take over from the sacked Steve Cooper at the Premier League club. In the interim, Dawson will take charge of the side, starting with tomorrow's Premier League trip to Brentford.
Bit of a whirlwind, as you can imagine. Your focus very quickly shifts to preparing training, looking at game plans. You know, it's a tough game tomorrow. Any Premier League game is, but especially with Brentford. Players have been good, been professional, worked well, and that's all we can ask in this situation.
In rugby, Ulster welcome Leinster to Ravenhill for an Interpro derby in the United Rugby Championship tonight. Nick Timoney returns from international duty to start for the hosts, while Leinster will be captained by Jack Conan. Moving on to snooker at the UK Championship in York, Judd Trump will face Barry Hawkins in tomorrow's first semi-final. That is after they both defeated their opponents Jang Anda and Sean Murphy respectively by 6-2. Later this evening, world champion Kieran Wilson takes on Michael Holt and Antrim's Mark Allen faces off against Jack Lazowski. In motorsport, 14-year-old Donegal driver Joshua Henry has already made history with his nomination for Motorsport Ireland Sexton Trophy as the youngest ever nominee. Henry won the ICCR Junior Mini Challenge in just his second year competing. The Invernative was on the podium 8 out of 9 times and took 5 outright wins throughout the season. The victorious nominee will be announced at the upcoming Champions of Irish Motorsport Awards ceremony in Dublin on December 4th, with the winner receiving a €50,000 support package to help develop their motor racing career. Finally, with the general election count taking preference over the weekend, it could impact some of Highland Radio's live sports coverage. So don't forget to go to the sports section of our website for regular updates with results and reaction throughout Saturday and Sunday. That is all your sport for this evening. Back to you, Katie.
Thanks, Mark. Agus anois an nuacht le Colm Fairter.
Sé mhór maith a Colm Fairter in Seán na príomh scéalta. Tá iad mhór cailliúrtha in ann do chlubanna rann páirteacha sna gradam Fonn Dúirt Schultz of McDonagh. Fíhe fíhe sa cahar I barcon croaky inniu. Bronhard af bun an Dúirt Schultz of McDonagh seartfáil club Commonwealth le scéal ó gá cairn den tír. Eg an ócáid, tóthar ahantas do clubanna as chondaithe éagsúla I gcuige olú, agus tír chonal mar éon, fáilse thar liste na muachtarí na gradam Fonn Dúirt McDonagh an áirte gan íoclog. Curran Conor na Gaeilge fáilse raibh gealtanais tá tugtha ag ní páirtí polaitiúla grúpa saineolach a bhunú chun pólasaí don Gaeilge sa chóras oideachais a Orbert, chomh maith sin tá na páirtíthe fabhrach ar son muinithe a chur ar fáil don plán fáis. Plán inéistíochta na Gaeilge agus na Gaeltachta, fíthe fíthe sa ceathair go fíthe fíthe sa ní. Agus tá na páirtíthe ar fad ar son trórlinntí plána le Gaeltachta láidre agus straitis daonra agus tithíochta Gaeltachta i ngáth limistéar plána le teanga Gaeltachta. Reáchtálaíodh báta olú scléib fíthe fíthe sa cúig ar an trábhain i gcondaí Shiaróin de Mar Joyheart. Bhí ionadaíocht láidir mar a bhíon I gcónaí ón iarthuaisceart ag an comórtas, comhairdeachas le MJ McFuadin agus na Stans as Poblscoil Clohanaillí as a bheith cailíthe don bhabhta náisiúnta i mí Feabhra. Bhí leabhar dóigh ag scoláirí Poblscoil Gidóir ar an trábhain fásta le ceoltarí Louise Nigónal, Brian McKee, Amy na Gala Aspag, Molly ní Sharkey, Bridgine ní Hain, agus an banna Chol Fosta Splank Elig Cailithe Leveis an Omiocht an Araclan an Helix a Maliaha Clea sa Vlianur Coardia has Fosta le Shannon McInnelia agus Saif Bratnach o Chalistia Ali le Chukennan Coardia has le na Bran Fartiha Eligulier Stadarin an Nolig ag fanat go Fonmoor le hai Litraha o Fwaishti na Heer in Arishtiam Niana I gabar I djanta le tishmohori na gaeltachta is féidir le poistí litrathe a seolú heag dadi na nolag fuin scéim litr heag santi tá sé an am dul i mon pin agus tá gaholas fuin scéim ag an siv Tish Mahori na Geltakta, Fween Tigil Litcher Hig Santi. Shin Mahod Shu Eligolier Slanagus Banak.
Israeli military strikes have killed at least 40 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Medics told Reuters news agency many of those who died were in the Nusayrat refugee camp at the centre of the enclave. It was followed by an Israeli airstrike which killed at least 10 Palestinians in a house in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza. Meanwhile, a Palestinian opened fire on an Israeli bus near the Jewish settlement of Ariel in the occupied West Bank, wounding at least 8 people before he was killed by Israeli troops. Dr. Jalan Abdel-Majid, Palestinian ambassador to Ireland, says Hamas should be allowed to negotiate a ceasefire agreement with Israel, just as Hezbollah did in Lebanon.
Talking about Hamas, Israel think what she thinks about Hamas, but I think about the suffering of the whole Palestinian people, and there is Palestinian leadership that should take the lead and should be respected in that. When Lebanon negotiate, Lebanon as a state, as a government, as a leadership, negotiated on behalf of the Lebanese people. They don't talk about Hezbollah. They talk about the Lebanese people. And it's the same for the Palestinian.
The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council says the council's success at last week's Chambers Ireland Awards will pave the way for more growth and success. The council was named Local Authority of the Year at the annual Chambers Ireland Awards and also took the Supporting Sustainable Communities Award for the Burton Port and Arranmore Harbour to Island Regeneration Project. Councillor Kennedy says the ongoing collaboration with Derry City and Strabane is very important and the award will enhance the council's capacity to attract high quality staff and get businesses and other organisations involved in joint projects.
We do so much work and each of the sections within Donegal County Council but it's such effort into everything that they do on a daily basis. In fact, at the awards night, there wasn't an award category that Donegal County Council couldn't have contributed to. It was amazing to see everything that they had done, and they are a cut above the rest, there's no doubt about it. A delight, obviously for ourselves in Donegal, but everybody in that room felt really, really happy for us because they knew that the work that was put into it and they could see exactly what we were doing. So very, very proud. I mean, the staff have been just tremendous and it's just great to get the support, obviously, from the councillors to pass things in the budget that is needed and required for them to do, you know, work going forward.
It's got a potential benefit as well in terms of the council will always be trying to recruit the right staff. And if you can go, well, Chambers Ireland have named us the local authority of the year, that's not going to do any harm at all, particularly in potential business relationships, private-public partnerships and things like that.
100%. And when you see the staff that we have and some of the roles that they play, the positivity and the energy that they have is just tremendous. And they all work extremely well together. You can see it in the room. You can see in the senior management team how they work well together and they have their meetings and their staff feed into them. And then obviously as councillors then we'd feed into that. But like you said, also with regard to business, I mean, for people to sit back and say, look at Donegal, look what they've got, look at the North West region, look at what we have here and look at the collaboration between the two. It's just fantastic. We're open for business and that's what people need to know.
And now for the weather, mostly cloudy with outbreaks of rain that will gradually clear eastwards. Breezy with moderate to fresh southerly winds, strong at times, lows of 10 to 12 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, investigations are continuing after a man died in a workplace accident on Mahery Pier in Dunloe. Garda and the Health and Safety Authority say they are aware of an incident and confirmed that investigations have been launched. Indications show there has been a big turnout at the polling stations in Donegal. It's reported that turnout is as high as 47% in some areas. The government has issued its homelessness report for October with a slight rise in the local figures. Nationally, the figure marks another record high. And police in Derry have issued a specific appeal for witnesses as part of an investigation into a report of a sexual assault on a woman earlier this month. They say the attack has been really distressing for the victim. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, November the 29th. The death has occurred of Maeve McGrory, née Coyle, 11 Churchbrae Fawn. Reposing at her late residence this evening where you're welcome to pay your respects. Removal from there on Sunday morning at 10:45, going to St Mary's Church Fawn for Requiem Mass at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family time please from 11 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Joseph Joey Carr, Old Town Fanage, remains reposing at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The death has occurred of Leanne Brown, née Hughes, Curramorne, Ballybofey, reposing at her home this evening from 7 o'clock. Funeral leaving from her home on Sunday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorder at 11 o'clock, interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu of flowers if so desired to the Oncology and Haematology Ward at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The house is strictly private to family and close friends only please. The death has occurred of Mervyn Brown, Lugano, Bogey, Letterkenny, formerly Glenageary, Dublin and Donegal Town, reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow afternoon from 3:30 until 5:30, concluding with removal to St Paul's Church, Remelton, for reception at 6 o'clock, reposing there overnight for service of Thanksgiving at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, followed by private cremation. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if wished to the Locks Willie Lifeboat Station, Buncrana, care Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has occurred off Dolores Deveney, 28 Fernhill, Letterkenny, and formerly of Lahey, County Donegal. Her remains will repose at Chirconnell Funeral Home, Drumrisky, Donegal Town, on Sunday afternoon from 1 o'clock until 4:15, followed by removal to St Bridget's Church, Ballantra, for 5 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Monday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by private cremation. The death has occurred of Kate Doris, née Kennedy, Ballycastle, County Antrim, and formerly of Gortnasilla, Glenties. Kate's remains will arrive to St Connell's Church, Glenties, today at approximately 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. And the death has taken place of Anna Clafferty, née O'Donnell, Clia Clamani. Remains are reposing at her home. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock to St Mary's Church, Clamani, for 1:30 Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to St Mary's Church, Clamani, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. Family time please from 10 o'clock tonight. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.